USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump said on Thursday he'd be open to meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un despite abruptly ending the summit 6 weeks ago in Vietnam. Former ambassador to the UN, Bill Richardson, is not a fan of sitting down with the North Koreans once again.
I believe right now a summit with Kim Jong-un would not be a good idea. But I did like what the president said. Maybe smaller deals are possible. I think that's showing flexibility on both sides.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is thanking Vice President Mike Pence for visiting the U.S.-Mexico border. Pence was in Nogales on Thursday, where he got a briefing on border security and met with Border Patrol agents. Governor Ducey also says what's happening at the border is not a partisan issue.
This is an issue of public safety, border security, and national security, and not just for Arizona, but for the entire country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan says more support will be sent to the southern border to fight the influx of illegal immigration.
Shouldn't come as a surprise that we'll provide more support to the border. And the way I tend to frame that is our support is very elastic. And given the deterioration there at the border, you would expect that we'd provide more support.
Defense officials are calling for the creation of a U.S. Space Force. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
In testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan asked for the funding of a Space Force in the fiscal year 2020 National Defense Authorization Act. He testified about the threat to America.
Both China and Russia have weaponized space with the intent to hold American capabilities at risk. Every member of this committee has access to the classified threat picture, but the bottom line is the next major conflict may be won or lost in space.
This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
With the legalization of recreational marijuana in more states, some people thought that the black markets for the drug would go away. But is that the case? Kevin Savitt is the president of Smart Approach to Marijuana, and he shares what happened in Colorado after pot became legal.
Well, drug dealers love legalization. Because they get to undercut the legal price. So the government, in all its wisdom, taxes marijuana, thinking that it can pay for schools, which, by the way, it's not paying for any of that because the tax revenue is pennies. And the drug dealers, they're not going to go to dental school when pot is legalized. They diversify and they lower their prices. They still make a hefty profit.
And regarding crime rates, Savitt tells Fox News.
The crime rate has gone up in legalized states. And even Gavin Newsom in California, who loves marijuana and actually ran on it, he is now sending in the National Guard, if you can believe it. He's called on Trump's National Guard to come into California for these illegal grows because they're everywhere. They're destroying the water supply, energy. It's a huge environmental concern, public lands. It's a really big issue.
And finally, as far as this being a states' rights issue, Savitt believes?
I don't really believe in states' rights for marijuana because it affects other states. You know, Colorado growing 5 times more marijuana than they can legally consume, that gets exported to Idaho and Wyoming. They didn't vote for this. So, a lot of people are saying it's a states' rights thing. It's not states' rights at all because we're getting all the extra marijuana. They're growing way more marijuana than they can legally consume.
So please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com and for USA Radio News. I'm Tim Berg.